Satin Dudes. I'm actually recording this little intro after the bit you're gonna hear. How bloody fun.
Oh, it's just like Tenet. How clever.
No, but basically, I just gave it a little listen back, and basically this episode started, I was getting attacked by a dog, and I thought it'd be quite funny, but the sound didn't really capture, because I was scared and put the microphone in my pocket. But yeah, anyway, what you're going to hear now, apart from that traffic, you're going to hear a sudden change in sound quality, and then the proper episode is going to start. So yeah, enjoy. They've just crossed out of the field as well, so I'm feeling a bit more confident. So funny, big old fluffy dog as well, just looking, trying to train its owners rather than the other way around. But yeah, let me kick this off today. We may have time for one of the popular regular features, reasons for being an arsehole. Could get back balls deep into the emails, but yeah, so far in the inbox all I've got is the rest of Joey's email. That's the charity one that I didn't finish back in episode 3. And the other one is just from my mate Robbie D, aka Robbie Davro. And all it says is, "You suck." That's it. That's the entire inbox so far, apart from admin stuff. But yeah, send me an email, guys. Don't be shy. Details are down in the description. And well, actually, you know what? I'm going to give you a little tale, a little yarn from my jollies. Tell you about, I'll tell you about my time in a Nicaraguan hospital. How's that? So, yeah, that's right. Snuggle in, pop your little hiney down on the story carpet, and you know what, why not go and make a lovely wonderful large cup of cocoa. Story will be over by the time it's made, but you know, life is what you do between hot chocolates, isn't it? Life is like a box of chocolates. You live long, or if you're not very nice. Oh dear, that's such a thing that mums would have written on a tea towel, isn't it? Life's too short to settle for a small glass of wine. Oh, I'm a devil. Oh, what am I like? What am I like? Deary me. Anyway, stop distracting me. I'm trying to tell this bloody story, aren't I? So, yeah, once upon a time, there was a beautiful man named Jack Tidball. Gorgeous he was. Bit of a belly on him, but a bit hairy as well. But, you know, it was. He had a sort of acquired charm. No. Oh, God, right. Nicaragua. So this is back in 2015. Travelling with my mate Pad. Hello, Pad. We're going down the Americas. Oh, little train going by. Yeah, loads of story to tell about that trip, but just going to pick out this little slither. And basically, you know, just all the way down, I was taking these pills, like, because I was worried about getting malaria or dengue or whatever. I'm not even sure you can immune yourself to dengue, but whatever. But yeah, I got loads of jabs and stuff, and I was on a pretty good little regime. Pretty healthy, always going well. But by the time we got down to Nicaragua, though, we're absolutely in this beautiful place called Leon. Look it up, Leon. Oh, that's French. Whatever, but really nice. And yeah, I was not feeling good. Fuck knows what was wrong with me, but yeah, I was all over the gaff, like sweating. Felt really weak. Hot and cold flushes. Had really bad shits, like properly shitting out my pelvis. Oh, how's that hot chocolate going down? But yeah, couldn't keep any food down at all. It was just like absolute onslaught. And yeah, it was just horrendous. So yeah, like day one of the illness goes by, and I'm still not better. So I say to Pad, yeah, you know what, man? I think I've got malaria. I think I'm gonna die. So I think I must have missed one of the tablets or something in my little regime. So I need to go and see the doctor. So later on that day, like, I remember going out to find a doctor, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go to the hospital. Like, that's where the doctors live, isn't it? Like, and you're definitely gonna find one in there. So I'm waddling through the street, sort of all dazed and dopey, and, well, spoiler alert, I didn't die, but one, two, miss a few, make it to the hospital, and I went straight into the, like, straight into the A&E bit, and because that sort of looked like there was people there that could help. Like, because at this point I'd still convinced myself that I had malaria. I had bad malaria is what I was saying. I was like, oh, I've got bad malaria. But I was just sort of walking around in this little waiting room bit, just sort of going, mal sangre, mal sangre, senor. But yeah, I've got malaria. Oh, are you there? Twat. But yeah, so this lady sort of sits me down, and she starts doing that. Well, she was doing that pump thing they use for blood pressure. I was like, what the hell is happening? Like, there's no need for that. You know, I suddenly became a medical expert. And yeah, it didn't seem long enough to take blood pressure as well, so it must have been some other gizmo. But anyway, like, soon enough I'm surrounded by 3 or 4 people all in the stuff, and yeah, they got all the gear on, but nobody could speak English, and I can't speak Spanish. So I was just saying, like, I think I'm dying, mal sangre. Pathetic. Like, so they took some blood, and I just sat there all queasy, like, sort of half fainted at that point as well, and it's probably knackered out from all the shitting that day and the day before. Yeah, crying a little bit at that point as well, you know, looking cool. And all I was thinking was, is this it? Like, am I gonna die in here? Like, I was in my own little room though, which was nice. Had all the had one of the Jimmys on the TV, I remember. Probably not Jimmy Corden, but Kimmel or the other one, Fallon. It was nice though, yeah, had my own little room. And yeah, amazingly out of nowhere, this dude just started speaking to the nurses, like, he's speaking to them in Spanish and then coming to me in English. Like, he wasn't I don't think he was a doctor, this dude, but well, he was wearing a badge, so he was definitely working there. But yeah, he's kind of helping them all translate. And I was like, yeah, mate, do you work here? And he's like, yes, the doctor would like to taste your piss and shit. Would he? Are you sure he's a doctor? The doctor would like to taste your piss and shit. So anyway, then he picked up, like, these little containers, gave them to me, and then he just sort of moved up real close, and he just stood there, just kind of pointing at my dick. I'm just like, gracias, señor. Oh, God. Do you ever play that game when you were a kid, where you just after they'd mowed some, like, after they'd cut the grass, you'd grab handfuls of grass and then run around chucking at each other going, gracias! Oh my God, I mean, we'd get a whole lunch break out of that back in the day, but what posh little wankers. Gracias! Oh, Jesus. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, I've got these containers, and you know, everything's sort of starting to make sense. Like, struggling to use them because I haven't had any food in the last couple of days, but whatever. But I remember at this point as well, like I was half hearing stuff, like their little discussions, and they kept saying enfermo, right? So to me, like, I mean, it all sort of calmed down, but they were sort of like feeling my head, the back of their hands or whatever, and just going like, enfermo, qué trauma. But like, now I'm piecing it together, my thought process at the time, like, I think I was doubly misunderstanding that enfermo. Like, in my head, I was translating it as infirmary. And then because of films, I thought that an infirmary was an operating room, which it isn't. But, yeah, all infirmo means is ill, which I was. But, yeah, I was convinced I was going to have an operation. But, yeah, no one's going to operate. But, yeah, I was texting Pad at this point, sort of going, oh, yeah, they're going to operate soon. And, like... I mean, I was just out of my mind, really. Like, I remember him just replying back, like, something along the lines of, mate, they wouldn't operate for malaria. Don't know what you're talking about. But, yeah, fast forward from there, I spent the night, like, they put me in on a drip thing, and I got better pretty quickly, and I'm still not actually sure what was wrong with me, but the whole ordeal cost me about 80 quid. Lovely. And, I missed a chance to explore like that really, really lovely city. So I'd love to go back one day. But yeah, I just want that to be an example of how pronunciation, that's ironic, pronunciation is key. Like, never do I want to hear anyone say sort of, oh, I'm saying the right words, aren't I? Why wouldn't they? Why don't they understand me? I mean, you know, when you're away, you're just saying, curvesa, please, Giuseppe. Like, fucking, yeah. I mean, what you're saying and what you think you're saying is probably could be very different, you know, like matey boy in that hospital that got taste and test mixed up. So anyway, I think that's about enough for today. So if you've listened for this far, guys, are you gonna subscribe or? Oh, thanks if you already have subscribed, by the way. Like, you're an absolute legend. And if you're having a nice time, don't forget to recommend to a friend, rate, review, all of that shit. And if you want to support the show, there's a link down in the subscription. And the email address to get involved is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Send me over a topic you'd like sort of discussed or whatever, and I'll try my best to fit it into one of these rambles. But... oh, I hate goodbyes. See you later.